Mod Katan, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Tess 1:9, and another one on doing and repairing your utensils on Chol HaMoed. Here we have things that are for food use, and once you're preparing food, of course, you're in the Ochel Nefesh dispensation, which makes things permitted, and you can do malacha that's for tzarech Ochel Nefesh, for food preparation, even if it's a ma'isa oman, even if it's professional quality work. And therefore the Mishnah says, Ma'amidin tanor v'kirayim v'rechayim b'moed. You can set up, which would mean ostensibly even like plaster to the ground, but it would mean even more than that. You can actually manufacture anew if need be, a tanor is an oven, a kirayim is like a stove, a rechayim, which is a mill for grinding wheat. All these things you can do, you can set up, attaching them like with the cement to the floor, even building them new if you don't have them existing, on Chol HaMoed, because they're for food, even if it's a ma'is omen, doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein mechab shnesa rechayim betchila. He says that's true, but when you have your mill to grind your wheat or your other flour, so the way it works is you have the base into which the flour goes. We'll call that the mortar, although that's not quite the term, but anyways, like attached to the ground, but like a mortar. And you have the kind of the pestle device, which is like a millstone that would grind the wheat. Okay, so the point is, to do effective grinding, you want to have the grinder be not smooth. You want it to be rough. So you kind of cut grooves into it to make it like jagged and rough so that it would grind effectively. That's a lot of work. It's nice to have that, but it's not absolutely necessary to ultimately grind this thing up. In the meantime, it's like you need a lot of work and professional work to get that done. And that's too much, says Rabbi Yehuda. You cannot do that. You cannot roughen and prepare your millstone, the grinder, on Chol HaMoed. But even the halach is not like him. So the halach is you even could roughen a new millstone for grinding, a new on Chol HaMoed if need be. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, of course, but he would agree, by the way, that if it's just a worn out millstone that's gone smooth from overuse, you could touch it up again, even if you'd agree to that. But the halach is like Tana Kama, that whatever you need to do for food preparation, even making new utensils, is permitted on Chol HaMoed.